Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We have got some more great news. Now, normally on Fridays, we tend to go into another edition of Great at 8.
We do.
We take your calls to more great news. Mm-hmm. But today we're changing things up just a little bit.
It's because we have our own great news that we need to share. That's why.
We have got some special guests in studio with us. Some special guests that we actually met through The Great at 8.
We did.
Our friends, Vaughn, who's 13 years old, and her dad, Ty. Their mom, Stacy, is also here in studio with us. But Vaughn, you wrote a book that right after writing the book, again, 13 years old.
Yeah.
After writing the book, you called in for The Great at 8, right? Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah, get right up on that mic.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. And what is the book called?
It's called Daniel the Different.
Daniel the Different. And you and Ty, we got a chance to meet you out at Stolen Saddle on opening day.
Yep.
Because you came out, obviously the only one of the two of you that is 21 or older.
Yeah, right.
Brought in the book and gave it to us. Gave us a copy of the book.
Yeah, you were so close. And I said, I've just got to go up there. Vaughn was like, we got to take him some signed copies because you guys were so great with us on The Great at 8. And so entertained by it, so we were like, well, we got to get you some signed copies. So I just walked up there because I live in Lakeview Close.
Yeah, okay.
It's not every day that a 13-year-old writes a book.
No, that's why I have to figure out how this happened. Like, I don't understand how you can write a 32 chapters. I mean, this is a thick book.
That's 31 more chapters than Mel's ever read in her life.
It is. It's almost 400 pages.
Yeah.
From a 13-year-old.
Well, and we actually started when she was 10. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah,
she was in fifth grade. Yep.
We have so many questions for you guys. Are you guys cool sticking around for us and answering our really, they're going to be dumb questions just because it's Melissa and I?
That's just because we're dumb.
Yeah. But you guys are obviously very smart, having not only read books, but
we would
write
never
them.
Be able to do what they did.
Never. Never.
Like, even if you sat down with us, you would not be able to help us figure this out.
So when we come back, we're going to ask you guys some really dumb questions. So please don't judge us by them.
Oh, we would never.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you for that.
Vaughn and Ty will be joining us next for a continuation of The Great at 8, in a way.
That's right.
We are joined in studio by some very, very special guests. A 13-year-old author named Vaughn and her dad, Ty, and their mom, Stacy, is here with us as well.
I know. I love this.
They originally called us for The Great at 8 and shared that their book has been published, and it is available on Amazon. It's called Daniel the Different, and Vaughn is with us now. Vaughn, I feel like I'm in the midst of, like, R.L. Stein or Agatha Christie or any other big author?
All of them, actually, because you're probably going to be the next big author hitting the New York Times bestseller list.
Vaughn, you started this book when you were 10?
Yeah, I was in fifth grade.
Okay, and what made you want to start writing?
Really, it was over Thanksgiving break, and I was just bored. And my dad, there was this kid in my class at my old school. His name was Daniel. And, well, there were two of them. And one of them we called Daniel the Different. He doesn't know it. And to differentiate them, because they were like, which Daniel? And I was like, Daniel the Different. And then my dad was like, that would be an amazing book title. So whenever I was bored over Thanksgiving break, he was like, how about we write a book? I was like, okay. And then he just wrote the first chapter. And
that's
awesome.
It was
so fun.
And what's the book about?
It's about this kid who's, like, his name is Daniel, obviously, and he moves around a lot because of his parents' job, and he always feels like he's just kind of, like, average, and he's not, like, really special or anything, but then one day, or one night, I guess, he goes to bed, and he wakes up in this dream world, and he can't decide if it's real or if it's a dream or not, but he knows that he's gonna have to save it, so, because there's a bad guy. And with help from his friends that he's made in this world called Everworld, He has to go on an adventure and find out how much fun saving the world can be.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this.
Oh, my goodness. At Daniel the Different on Instagram you want to follow along with the book and the, kind of all that you guys are doing and publishing this. I think it's incredible that you guys have done this. Ty, did you do any writing before this book? When you I'm going to write the first chapter of this book, what... Was there anything prior to that?
Yeah, because I also kind of wondered if you had some sort of writing background where your DNA went into girl.
This amazing
since you
girl.
Helped her write it.
Yeah.
So the short answer is not really, but the longer answer, so I grew up in Texas, so I can be really long-winded, so just cut me off. But I wrote all the time, really, kind of growing up and throughout my early 20s.
Okay.
And people seemed to like really enjoy my writing. It was just little stuff for friends. Like it wasn't anything that we published or anything like that. But when I was in high school, I was a member of the academic decathlon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where the between you and Stacey, the smarts, it's very apparent that you guys are very intelligent people, which makes even more sense when you learn about Vaughn, because Vaughn, not only do you play soccer, you sing, you play the piano and the guitar, and you speak Mandarin.
And she's not even in eighth grade yet.
What? Wait, Vaughn. Yeah. First of all, Mandarin. Yeah. That is insane. Can you say something in Mandarin for us? Is that
sure. What do you want me to say?
Maybe just say,
how about,
Melissa and Austin are the two best people I've ever met.
I love that. Yeah. That's a good one.
But in Mandarin.
Say that.
You don't know how to say that?
Oh, of course.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she knows how to speak Mandarin, except for that one sentence.
Okay, how about, I live in the city of Chicago, which is beautiful.
我住在芝加哥很漂亮。
I am blown away.
You could have actually made it up, and I would have been like, that's excellent.
That was, honestly. She could have. She probably said, these guys are lunatics in Mandarin. And we were like, oh, that's beautiful.
Yay! That's amazing.
Vaughn, so of all the activities that you do, you write books, you sing, you play piano, guitar, you play soccer, you speak Mandarin. What do you enjoy the most?
I don't know. It really depends on the day. It depends on, what I'm in the mood to do. Because some days you're just in the mood to sing or to play piano. And then others you're like, I don't want to do that. So you write or you go play soccer.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. That's the thing about you is you're already multi-talented. You have multi-different interests. So you can pop around on a day-to-day basis and decide what you want to do that day.
Exactly.
So incredibly
well-rounded.
Maybe
we should ask her to sing, too. You hear she can sing.
I'm okay. I'm good. All
right. Vaughn. Vaughn, you are truly a remarkable young woman, and we are very honored that you took the time to come in studio with us today. We are honored that you called us for The Graded Eight, which is how we originally met.
Right.
And we think it's so cool, and we think you have a wonderful future ahead of you, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you so much for coming in. And again, if you guys want to go check this book out, I mean, I was digging in this, and it is well written. And it's like, if you like those kind of adventures, you can... go to Amazon. It's on Amazon, and you can go in the search bar, Daniel the Different. It'll pop up, or you can go on their Instagram account, @DanielTheDifferent, and go check it out there, too.
Yeah. If you don't mind, coming up next, we've got the 5 to 8:35. Would you want to stick around and help out with that?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So Vaughn's going to help us out with the 5 to 8:35, because this week we've got a pair of smokeout tickets coming your way. 312-946-4995. We're looking for callers 19 and 20 right now.
Yep, the 5 at 8:35 is next with Melissa and Austin.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 8:35-ish. 5-ish, which means it is time for The 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Steinhoffels. Your style, your setup, your patio. We've got a special guest today joining us, 13-year-old Vaughn, the author of Daniel the Different, available on Amazon. You can follow at Daniel the Different on Instagram to check out the book that she wrote. Vaughn, are you ready to ask us some questions?
I am.
Okay, good. Today's competitors are Brooke in Midway and Darren in Lamont. Darren, why don't you say hello to Brooke and Vaughn?
Hello, Brooke. Hello, Vaughn.
Good morning, Darren and Vaughn.
We've got a 4-day pass of tickets every day to Windy City Smokeout, which is, gosh, coming up really fast, 2 weeks. And it's courtesy of Windy City Smokeout. Now, with a 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game, though, is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Ready.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Just with all of that said.
Don't be delayed in your name.
Yeah. Need to be a little
here.
Quicker than that, Darren.
Yeah.
With all of that said, let's play. Question number one, Vaughn, take it away.
Okay, Matthew Ramsey, Trevor Rosen, Whit Sellers, Brad Tersey, and Jeff Sprung make up what I Was on a Boat That Day band.
Brooke.
Wow.
Brooke.
Old Dominion.
Is it Old Dominion?
Yes.
Brooke is on the board. 1-0.
Okay, here we go with question number 2.
One Mississippi is a song from what artist?
Brooke. Kane Brown.
Is it Kane Brown? It is.
Oh, my gosh. Darren, are you going to get in there?
Hello, is this thing working?
Yeah. I was going to say, Darren, wake up, Darren.
Okay. Did you have your Starbucks this morning?
Yeah. Brooke leads 2-0. If Brooke gets one more, Darren, she's going to smoke out, okay? And she's going to see both Old Dominion and Kane Brown.
Well, if she wins, she deserves it, I guess.
Okay, all right.
Here we go. Question number 3.
A little time. All right, question 3, Vaughn.
All right, who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, in 1991 and is currently married to Garth Brooks?
Oh, Brooke. Trisha Yearwood.
Is it Trisha Yearwood? Brooke, you're going to smoke out.
Yes, Brooke, congratulations.
Congrats, Brooke.
Gosh, you are going to have so much fun. Brooke, have you ever been to Windy City Smokeout before?
I did. I actually won tickets from you guys last year.
Stop
well, look
it.
At this. It's like a it's
what
like an
odds?
Annual tradition.
Yeah.
Here.
We'll have to see what
and
happens
I spoke
next
to you guys
year.
Yesterday about the a cappella group.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's where I hired that a cappella group to sing at my girlfriend's wedding reception.
Yeah,
she loved it.
Is it still weird, Brooke?
I think so. I'm so sorry, Melissa.
I love you, Brooke. That's why
Brooke.
I love you. Thank
it's
you.
It's okay. It's all right.
Brooke, hang on the line for us, okay?
Okay, for sure.
Darren, better luck next time, okay? Thank you so much for trying.
All right.
And Vaughn, one more time, Daniel the Different, available on Amazon at Daniel the Different on Instagram is the best place to follow along.
Yeah, we're going to put up our website, but it's not up yet. So just go to our Instagram and we'll put updates on there.
All okay. right. Well, anybody want to support this very smart young lady and get that book? I highly recommend it. It is done very well, and I think they'd enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Vaughn, thank you so much for coming in studio and spending the morning with us. We really do appreciate it.
Of course.
Again, Daniel the Different on Amazon. Guys, go follow it. You just keep tabs on this young girl because I feel like she is.
She's going
it's just
places.
A matter of time going places.
Yep.
Ty and Stacy, thank you guys both so much for bringing her in and being supportive of your daughter.
You guys are the best. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate
it. It's so fun.
It.
Thanks for coming in.
It's Melissa and Austin.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.